It is great to be with you once again. We appreciate each and every listener here on the Shepherd's Pulpit. If you can, take your Bibles with me and turn to 2 Corinthians 4. We're starting a brand new portion of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:13 through 18. I want to encourage each and every one of you at this very moment to just go pray for your pastor. We're going to have a time of prayer for our pastors. The Lord led me to do this, and this is a radio, internet broadcast. I know this is on different platforms, but I just want to pray for pastors. I have a heart for pastors. I am a pastor. My father is a pastor, and pastors need prayer. And I want you to stop, if you can, what you're doing, and let's pray for pastors. How about that? And your pastor, pray for them by name. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer for some men, and God knows their names. And why don't you pray for your pastor with me? Can we do that together? I think the Lord be pleased with that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the godly men that you've placed in our lives, the leaders, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, the men that have molded and shaped our lives. We're grateful to God. And Lord, I'm thinking of a few pastors right now that I count in high regard, that I love and cherish. I appreciate their wisdom, their experience, and their investment in my life. And Lord, I pray you'd help those pastors and give them a good day. May they be filled with your Spirit today and give them fruit for their labor. Give them souls as they witness. Help them as they disciple folks and see people grow in the Lord, and bless their church and send them laborers. And Lord, for each listener here on the Shepherd's Pulpit, I pray for their pastor, that you might expand their coast, broaden them, give them those laborers that they need in their churches, bless their wives and their families as well, and their grandchildren and their congregations, send revival to them, I pray. Help them to preach with the very fervency of God, power from on high. Lord, bless each man of God that we have in our minds right now. In Christ's name we pray all these things, and for His glory, amen. We're beginning a brand new passage of Scripture, and I'm thankful that we come into some good verses, let me tell you. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13 through 18. We're just going to mention just a few things. We're going to mention all these verses and as an introductory way, then we'll dive into it verse by verse. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. This verse number 13 is the reason for steadfastness. He says, the reason we're steadfast is because we believed, therefore we speak. We believe something from the Lord and we're going to talk about it. Look at verse 14. This is the resurrection in sight. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. The resurrection's in sight. There's going to be a day, good neighbor, we're going to get up and go see Jesus. There's going to be a day Jesus comes back and we're going to meet him in the clouds, and we've got that in our sight. We're looking forward to that day, aren't we? Look at verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. Verse 15 is the reason for suffering. The reason for suffering is that grace might go through the people's lives and redound to the glory of God. Isn't that an awesome verse? Verse 15. Now look at verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 16 is the rejection of stopping. We're not going to faint. Why? Because the inward man's renewed day by day. Not only the rejection of stopping, the renewal of our strength. Because we're renewed day by day by the Word of God and by prayer day by day. Look at verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding weight and eternal weight of glory. Verse 17 is the results of our suffering. It worketh a far more exceeding weight of glory. all those sufferings that are going on you, that's working a result of great, great glory in heaven, an eternal weight. And then the last verse, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is the regard for spiritual, the regard for eternal things. We're not looking on the temporal, we're looking on the eternal. That was all of the verses, verses 13 through 18 that we're looking at. And I want to just make one comment on all these verses. You know what that verse, those verses all described? Seeing what is and who is invisible. Seeing what is and who is invisible. It's called faith. Now, you might be going through some difficult things, and that's what Paul's describing here when he says his affliction. He talks about not fainting, and he talks about the things that we go through for your sakes in verse 15. You might be going through some things yourself, good neighbor, but you're only going to make it through that with the eye of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He says we have the same spirit of faith, verse 13. Do you have that same spirit of faith? What is that spirit of faith? It says in verse 17, we know that it worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. All the things that the afflictions that are weighing us down, they work a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We've got to have a regard for spiritual eternal matters or none of this makes sense whatsoever. You know, at the end of the day, people think, oh, I'm going through all these trials, I'm going through all these troubles. None of that's going to add up, make sense. There's going to be no solution to it. I mean, the 2 plus 2 equals 4, yeah, but in the spiritual things, there's no making sense of things. Our faith is not reasoned out when we're going through those trials. Sometimes you can't add it up and get an answer. Sometimes you can't add it up and get a solution. You've got to live by faith, trusting the promises of God. Live by faith, doing the Word of God. Live by faith, expecting a future outcome which is glorious. We have to have a regard for spiritual and eternal things, not looking at things that are seen, but looking at things that are not seen. I'm telling you, all these verses that we're going to study in the days to come in verses 13 through 18 of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians is talking about seeing what is invisible and seeing who is invisible. You know what that is? That's Colossians 3, 2. Set your affection on things above and not on the things of this earth. It's Matthew 6:20. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. On the other hand, don't look down, look up. Don't look earthly, look heavenly. Don't look at circumstances, look at Christ. Oh, my friend, we live by faith and not by sight. And whatsoever is not as faith is sin. Looking unto Jesus. Amen, amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Just look to Jesus. Look to Him. Look to Him. Look upward. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We're going to be studying over the next broadcasts. Seeing Him who is invisible. Seeing Him who is invisible. Seeing what is invisible. That's the heavenly vision. That's the upward life. Seeing what is invisible. Set your affection on things above.